you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the violence is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. It's a few minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you're taking us in, wherever you're taking us in, whenever, whatever other device you're using along with taking us in, we appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. All holes matter.
All holes matter. We, like I said, we're going to be here for the next couple of hours. There's all kinds of news. Not all of it great.
No.
Going on in the world.
It's depressing as fuck.
The thanks to follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. Tweet us during the show. Thanks to Cheap Piano Removal for adding us to its list of powerful people.
What the fuck? Why are we on that list?
I don't know. We're powerful, man. We got powers. We're like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. shit.
Oh, really?
That'd be cool.
You know what my superpower is?
What?
I'm white. It keeps me from being shot by the cops.
It's a magic shield.
I put up a story. Raw Story has this thing. It's 8 instances of armed white people that weren't shot to death by the cops.
Oh, yeah.
We're fucked.
Yeah. And raise their guns at people. Like, aim at them. And these are cases, which we'll get to. The latest 2-3 cases are... or where the person either didn't have a gun or was legally allowed to carry one in a state where you're legally allowed to be carrying.
Yeah, where's the NRA?
But they were guilty of apparently the federal offense worthy of execution.
Yes.
Of carrying while black.
Right.
There's that added little extra.
You know, I saw this on Facebook today. It's Ian Easton posted this. He's a member of the show Blackie Sack with my friend Aflamu. You know, Blackie Sack's really popular web series.
Yes.
And he posted this because, you know, a lot of people, the white reaction to Black Lives Matter is like, hey, what about all lives matter?
Well, the racist, bigoted white reaction, not our white reaction.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Well, I thought this was an interesting comeback to this. He says, hashtag all lives matter is bullshit. All lives are not shown the same worth in our country. We live in a sick place infected with institutionalized racism. It's a fact. Black lives matter.
Right.
Put that shit on a t-shirt. I thought that summed it up pretty fucking good.
It's just some crazy bullshit that's going on. Go over on our Facebook page too, facebook.com/crabdiving.
For sure.
We'll have stories that we get to, stories we don't get to, and memes and shit.
Memes.
Memes and shit. I didn't do my warm-up exercises before.
Oh, yes.
Blah, 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 blah. We might as well get into the headlines. I have a feeling. Well, there's a few of them going on. We got Comey.
Oh, my God.
Being dragged in front of the kangaroo court of the GOP, which was fascinating to listen to this morning. But, God, it really just made me want to take a chopstick and ram it in my ear holes.
Oh, my God. You're not fucking kidding, dude.
Listening to the Republicans. And some of them. I'll give a couple of them. I don't know their names. I probably should. But who gives a fuck? the sane Republicans,
yes,
of which there are a couple on
right.
this panel.
It's a select group
that were talking to him and questioning James Comey, the director of the FBI, about why the fuck didn't you throw Hillary Clinton in jail?
Fuck you.
Which is exactly what this hearing. That's exactly what this hearing was about.
I know.
Why
man.
Didn't. Why weren't there charges? How dare? Woo! So the Jason Chaffetz, who, I mean, still has the fetid stink upon him of
fetid.
His ridiculous witch hunt against Planned Parenthood. Remember, he was the one that dragged poor Cecile Richards
right
in front of a hostile congressional panel that tried to ask her why the fuck she's selling baby parts. You evil whore. You
oh
evil
my God.
Baby killer. And that's kind of the way, you know, they that's not their words, but their underlying tone. Some of these Republicans were vile towards her. Just heinous the way she was treated and disrespected as the like she had committed crimes, like she committed crimes.
God, we're in the middle. I feel like in this country, we're in a crisis with law enforcement. People are getting shot. We've got a real problem with these mass shootings and reasonable gun control. But yet we have all these fucking little idiot Republicans in the House that have gross, stiff, white, pink boners for this email thing. And it's a travesty.
Right. And listening to them this morning, they all would say, well, most of them, there were a couple that were just off the rails. A guy from Georgia, I don't remember his name, just a lunatic.
God.
And Trey fucking Gowdy
so
should be just ashamed of himself. Well, actually, the people of South Carolina should be ashamed of themselves for sending that ass fuck to...
ass fuck.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Not at all.
To Congress.
He's an insult to ass fuckery.
Yes. They don't want him. The ass fuckers don't want
no.
to claim him.
Get out of here. We're ass fucking. You're a douche.
So we can see what the actual headlines are. There's so many going on. Let's see what Ms. Palin, how she leads us into the
for these
headlines.
Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, July the 7th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Oh, shut up. You shut the fuck up, too.
Right.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
Fuck you, floaty head.
The headline be saying, it be loading.
Oh, yes.
It's loading. The Viagra hasn't kicked in yet,
you
baby.
You know what, man? I was listening to the Sarah Palin quote we play to open up the headlines.
Floaty heads be splodin'. Oh,
God.
This one, you mean?
I mean, she's insane, man. I mean, just a word salad tosser.
Oh, yeah.
Extraordinaire. Splody heads.
The headline is what we were talking about a little bit earlier. Death on repeat. Twin cop killings caught on film.
Jesus Christ.
Sadly, I've seen video twice in 24 hours. I've said, boy, I wish I didn't see that. I wish I hadn't seen that video of this one gentleman on his back being restrained by cops. And one pulls out his gun and bang, 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 Fort shoots him. Execution style four times, and then the other one, beyond belief, of a guy stopped for a broken taillight.
Oh, shit.
Who is summarily executed by a twitchy cop after the guy informs the cop that he is legally carrying a firearm, and he's reaching for his ID, and the cop shoots and kills him.
Oh, my God. I mean, you know, to me, I'm just outraged. I'm fucking outraged that if you're a legislator from that part of the country or from the fucking country, you should be at work today screaming and demanding that your colleagues do something.
Yeah.
Make a statement. Do something. Get your fucking head out of Hillary Clinton's asshole and her emails. Do something else.
This happened yesterday in the St. Paul, Minnesota suburb of Falcon Heights.
Okay.
The policeman shot and killed Philando Castile. His girlfriend was filming on Facebook Live from the passenger seat.
Oh, my God.
And there's horrific video of Mr. Castile writhing, bleeding out of the chest on the internet. The police officer, shot him three times, according to the girlfriend, shot him three times because we had a busted taillight.
What?
Authorities say the mother got to the scene, but her son had already been taken to the hospital. By the time she got there, he was already dead. He wasn't pronounced dead at the scene.
Jesus Christ. Fucking horrible.
No record. They can't thugify this guy. He's got almost no record to speak of. Working, went to college. They've got they can't thugify him. They're going to try.
Yeah, Fox News, do your best.
Well, he shouldn't have been driving while black and everything.
It's fucking ridiculous.
This is where they'll say, well, now we should, for their safety, we should pass a law that blacks can't carry guns. I think that makes sense, don't you, Ryan?
Oh, yeah, perfect fucking sense. I posted something on our Facebook wall that the black people aren't allowed to do. One of them, you can't wear hoodies, you can't carry Skittles. There's a whole list of things, or you'll get shot.
Oh, right. Sell cigarettes on the street. Yeah. Can't sell candy.
CDs, right? CDs, you can't sell CDs.
While filming, the girlfriend explains that the officer asked her boyfriend for his license registration. He told the officer, I have a pistol I'm licensed to carry. As he reached for his wallet, the cop just shot him, she said.
What is the cop saying that he thought he was reaching for his gun?
Huh?
Is the cop saying that he...
Well, afterwards, the cop was like swearing and saying... it was just awful. I mean, it was just really... I told him not to reach. I fucking told him not to reach kind
of
thing.
Gotta be kidding me, man.
The police spokesman said it's currently under investigation. The officer involved in the shooting was placed on, guess what? Paid administrative leave. He gets to go on vacay.
Good Lord, man.
This is one day after Alton Sterling in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, was selling CDs outside of a store when police responding to a complaint about a man with a gun.
Yeah.
Tackled him to arrest him. Someone, it sounds like a cop they think it's one of the cops. They haven't determined from the video yet.
Yeah.
One of the cops says he's got a gun. And then all of a sudden, bang, 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 bang. And then moments later in the video, you could see them taking the gun out of the guy's pocket.
Oh, okay. So he didn't pull the gun.
He did not, apparently.
And he's allowed
to
have
the
gun? He can have the gun?
The subsequent release of another video confirms that Sterling was not did not have a gun in his hands at the time.
Jeez, man. Tell you what, black lives don't matter down there. Not one fucking bit.
Or in Minnesota.
Right.
Apparently.
Jesus.
So.
What is it, man? Is it racism? Again. Is it these cops are like sick on power or something? Or?
On our Facebook page, I shared a posting. You know that that redneck comic, that guy, the new guy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kind of riding a wave right now of...
Yeah, he's great.
Politics and everything, and they're doing some redneck tour or something like that. he shared one of his tour partners, so another comic, a posting that this guy put up. This comic's name is Drew Morgan. He's a comedian. He's apparently one of they call it the well-read comedy tour, R-E-D.
Right.
And this is a great post. It's worth a quick read. He says, there's an older video out of Knoxville where a fat cop keeps choking a frat boy. The kid is white. The officer choked him intermittently and stops before the kid faints, then starts again over and over. I remember this video. I think we may have talked about it a long time ago.
On a previous episode of Crab Diving.
It was some frat party, you know, some frat party gone awry, and there's video of this big fat white cop literally choking a kid out until he goes limp and then letting him wake up and then choking him out again.
Oh, my God. Quit choking people out.
The kid in cuffs is defenseless other than his verbal protests. These protests keep setting the cop off and restarting the choking. It's an easy video to find. I keep thinking about it this morning. A black man with a license to carry was killed for legally having a gun in his pocket. A black man with a license to carry told an officer he had a legal firearm and was reaching for his wallet, and he was killed. A white kid refused to do anything but be belligerent was abused. A white kid refused to do anything but be belligerent was abused.
Yeah.
He was treated horribly, but he was not killed. Just comply, they say. That isn't true for blacks or whites. They still kill black folk if they do, and they often won't kill white folk if they don't.
What are we supposed to fucking do?
Like you said, there's people swinging, pulling out knives at cops. Yeah. White as fuck, they get subdued. Black people don't even... I have a license to carry a gun. I'm going to get my wallet. Bang, 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 bang!
God. I mean, that's the world you live in down there in Louisiana, right? You can carry your fucking gun. And that guy is legal.
This one's Minnesota, yeah.
Oh, this is Minnesota.
Yeah.
These people are legally carrying their guns. So how
but the CD guy was legally carrying also.
Yeah. So how are cops supposed to deal with this? How
take do they take the guns away from the black people.
Right. How do they deal with it? What if it was a white guy carrying?
Well, right.
We'd have Ted Nugent screaming on any media outlet that would have that nutball on.
If it was a white guy with a suit that got pulled over and said, I'm licensed to carry, I'm reaching for my wallet, the white guy would have been like, the white cop would have been like, oh, really? What kind of gun you got? What you got? It's a nice one. Is that like a 9mm?
Where'd you get that?
So this guy goes on, Drew Morgan. He says, the difference, it's fear. I don't care what you think you know. Or what your dad said or what happened or did not happen to you or your friend. Cops are afraid of black people, men especially, to the point that they think a 12-year-old has a real gun and is a grown man, to the point that they feel being on top of a man who has a legal firearm in his pocket that he cannot get to puts them in danger, to the point that simply being told I have a legal weapon means they think they should kill. And they aren't afraid of white men. The fat choking cop was angry as hell at that insolent fat frat bro, but he didn't fear him. So he abused him, but he never felt the need to, quote, protect himself.
Right.
Systemic racism, it's actually not a hard concept. It's obvious. Hashtag Black Lives Matter.
God. So what do we do?
But it's true.
How do you change his culture with the police?
They're afraid of the black men. They're abusive. Power hungry, overroided, overarmed, Jack Bauer wannabe assholes,
sure.
Many of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Tyrants,
yeah.
Road pirates.
Jack Bauer would never do this, though.
But it's black men they have an inherent fear of, so that in the same situation, two different races are going to be treated differently.
Yeah. I mean, maybe the cops just have to, the police, they just have to come out and admit. Somebody has to admit, listen, our culture, we have a racist culture. So now, like, what do we do to fix it? How do we fix this?
Right.
I have no fucking idea. And the sad thing is, can we take their guns away until they fix it? So they stop shooting black people?
How dare you?
There's just nothing to do to fix this. And that's what is depressing, except change the way people think. And if you, that's a tough thing to do. I don't know how you do that.
All right. And I mean, I know I without even looking, I know the argument about the guy in Louisiana in Baton Rouge is going to be, well, he shouldn't have been fighting the police. That's their favorite argument. He shouldn't have been fighting the police.
Right.
But the other guy.
Yeah.
Did utterly nothing wrong.
But it's weird that, right.
Utterly. And was pulled over for a broken taillight.
So what are you supposed to do if you're black and you don't want to get shot by the cops?
Don't go out. Don't go outside.
Yeah. I mean, that to me is the only logical explanation you can draw from these fucking stories. And I tell you what, I'm not seeing. I mean, people should be screaming about this. And I know, like,
well, some of them are, right? And I was, that's why I went over to the Drudge Report to see what's going on there, because I wonder if, you know, the protests that are starting have, according to Drudge, have turned into full scale race riots yet. The blacks are angry.
Well, the legislators should be fucking angry. That's who should be screaming. Our government should be doing something about this fucking shit.
The headline, the Drudge Report, actually ties in because one of the, a couple of the representatives at the ridiculous, moronic, now permanent subcommittee on Hillary's emails, I'm sure, they'll be forming it pretty soon because, you know, they're just scratching Benghazi off the door.
Right.
Now they're going to put emails up. They brought in FBI Director Comey today, and a couple of the Democrats on the panel said the exact same thing. One said, I can't believe we're here.
Yeah.
Wasting this time and taxpayer money. Shouldn't we be working on how to stop these rampant police killings of not even unarmed, but of legally carrying individuals? Where, and you said earlier, and it's true, where's the NRA leaping to their defense?
Yeah, what about that?
Why isn't the NRA defending the guy in the car who said, I have a legal firearm, and started reaching for his wallet and was summarily executed? Why isn't the NRA squealing about this and wanting that officer charged?
Because they're fucking cunts. They're racist. I'm sorry. I put an article. I tweeted out an article about the NRA and the inherent racism in there and the hypocrisy. It's just they just. What? I'm sorry. Yeah, I was trying to look at the fucking
computer. Yeah.
What? They just don't. They don't give a shit about the right. Well, look, first of all, they don't give a shit about the rights of gun owners. They care about the gun manufacturers, right?
Oh, right. Yeah.
But they don't give a shit about black people.
As a byproduct, they claim that the rights of gun owners would cut into right. their profits. So it's, I guess they do care about the alleged rights of gun owners only because
white gun
owners. It cuts into their profits.
Yeah.
Although they want black people to buy them too.
But they don't give a shit when they get shot.
Well, no. Because they know the white people buy more guns now. June was what? The highest selling June gun sales?
Oh, yeah.
Gun sales
it was,
on record?
Absolutely.
Congratulations, America.
That's our reaction to a mass shooting. Our country, we go out and buy more guns.
So over at the Drudge Report, they say Comey circus.
What?
So I think he's shitting on Comey, which is unfathomable, really.
Matt Drudge is?
Yeah. Says FDI did not put Hillary under oath.
Oh, fuck you. What? Oh, okay.
Well, first of all, like that's going to change whether she lies or not.
She's
if
lying.
She's going to lie. Do you think the fact that she puts her hand on a Bible and says, I'm not going to lie,
no.
is going to change any politician's fact that they're about to lie?
At some point, isn't this Comey guy, isn't he a GOP dude? Isn't he a conservative?
He was nominated by George Bush to be second in command over at the Attorney General's office under Ashcroft, who was busy hanging drapes over titties of the statues in White House.
He's also in that Republican quartet. They sing patriotic songs. Jesus Christ.
What a bleak period that was. The man.
Oh, totally.
How embarrassing. Oh. A man was hanging drapes over artwork because it showed a bare breast.
It's so fucking stupid.
How terrifying. That should have been so terrifying to people.
It really is. That really is a poor time in our history. You remember right before the bombs started falling in Iraq, before we invaded, George Bush had a big old boner to stick an amendment in the Constitution to protect the sanctity of marriage.
Oh, sure.
God. Bunch of shitheads.
Too many good docs are getting out of business.
Oh, God.
Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Whew. So that's the headline over at the Drudge Report. They're talking about this ridiculous shit show that occurred over at the House. They James Comey, to his credit, went over there and he was worlds above in class.
He's so
and demeanor.
Fucking classy, dude.
Oh yeah, and
I would have thrown a fucking chair. Fucking chair at these idiots.
And he was confirmed. Let's remember this. He was confirmed to the FBI by a Senate, which is overflowing with cuntitude.
Oh, my God.
That
it's
despises
everywhere.
Obama.
Oh, they hate him.
And won't vote for anything
that
he likes.
Canyon.
Yet Comey was confirmed 99-1. I don't know who that one cunt was. But 99-1, this guy was confirmed.
I'm so impressed with how this guy answered some of these questions.
And he was very patient with the ninnies, even the ones that were accusatory. Most of them were, like I said, a few of the Republicans, they realize they have to walk a line because some of them are on record having lavished him, licked his every hole in his body. About how wonderful he, rightfully so, he seems like a straight up dude.
You know what it is? It's gross. It's disgusting. It's sick. These fucking idiots in the House. It's their moment to ask this guy a question, and to look good in front of the cameras for their idiot constituents. To stand up to him, to say nothing, just to fucking ask him stupid questions, so they look good in front of their fucking moronic voters.
And a couple of them you could tell have an actual brain cell firing or two and had, I don't even want to say cogent points because their points are really ridiculous, but
cogent.
They were asking questions that were less conspiracy theory, Alex fucking Jones level bullshit than some of these others. One of them gets up, he had a visual aid and he holds it up. He goes, "Now, yeah, just want you to let me know, what is this for this last week?" And he starts off with, "Former President Clinton meets with the Attorney General secretly on a plane."
Oh my
That's
God.
Where he starts with this. So the next congressman, the next Democrat that came up said, "Look, I'm going to yield some of my time of asking questions because I just want to defend against what this fucking asshole idiot just insinuated," not their words, but essentially in Congress speak, that's what he said. The distinguished gentleman from Florida.
Oh, my God.
It was a guy from Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
Insinuating that the director in front of us and the FBI is involved in some vast, ridiculous conspiracy.
The gentleman from Florida, please.
And you know that gentleman from Florida is going to take that cut of him. Look at how I took it to Comey.
Hey, rednecks, jack off to this. It's disgusting.
And a couple of them, and I need to give a little sticker of a gold star to Blake Fahrenholt, who usually is just batshit crazy lunatic.
Where is he from?
Texas.
Oh, shit.
He had the weird hair thing going on, but.
What do you mean?
Does
he have a mullet or something?
How do I describe Blake Fahrenholt? He's a rotund man.
He's large.
Younger, but quite rotund.
Rubenesque.
And he's got a significant gap between his front teeth.
Oh, yeah. That's
like
in.
Like the Alfred E. Newman kind of big smile gap.
Lady Gaga has the same thing.
And then he had... Does she really?
I think so. Doesn't she or Madonna, somebody?
Madonna. And then he has... He does his weird thing with his hair where it just he looks like a 3 year old combed his own hair, like spit on the comb and did a hard part way too far over. I don't even think it's a comb over. I just think it's really, really.
He needs to go
horrible.
To Supercuts.
But nobody compares to whatever the fuck Trey Gowdy's got going on.
What a
on top of
douche.
His head.
He's impossible.
But Fahrenholt. I put Blake Fahrenholt into the relatively sane Republican side.
Wow.
But there were a couple that were just horrifically grandstanding. And one or two in particular, Alabama. I don't even remember what his name was, but everything you would expect. It's so stereotypical. It's so sad. Where is our education the worst? Mississippi and Alabama. Who are the dumbest fucking people we have to listen to in Congress? Goddamn Mississippi, Georgia, Alabama.
And you'd think if you're from that state, you especially Alabama, you'd be like, listen, things aren't going well here, and maybe I should sit back and listen to what my people in other states are saying because their states are ran so much better.
By Minson. Libtards, though. Commies.
Don't you have that? But don't you have an awareness when you're working with someone who... I don't know. It's just like they might have a better understanding of what's going on. And so you tend to shut up. Maybe you take your cues from that person. Like if you're in a...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you defer to the smart person in the room.
And it's not like...
Not defer, but
right.
I mean...
And it's not like you don't have confidence in yourself or your own decisions or whatever.
No, you're adult enough to recognize that somebody else may know a little bit more about it than you. It doesn't denigrate you. But I don't feel denigrated or diminished by Stephen Hawking.
No, fuck no, not at all.
Because I can dance around and go...
Right. But Alabama should shut the fuck up and listen to some state like California. What do you think about that, you fucking dick?
Well, and the guy from Florida, or it might have been Alabama, but one of their arguments that the dummies were making is they're saying, I have to go home to my constituency and they're going to ask me these questions about these are their, this is the, you know, some people have questions, Ryan.
Yeah.
And so I really want somebody to stand up to these fucks and say, well, sir, it's your responsibility as a leader to go back to those people and tell them what the actual truth is, not tell them what they want to hear or what you think they want to hear. Tell them you can't repeal Obamacare
right now
because you don't have the votes. Tell them you can't impeach the Muslim homo in the White House. Because you don't have the votes, and he kind of didn't do anything impeachable.
Right. It's like you got to sit him down and say, listen, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
Obama's our president, and he's black, okay?
They can't wrap their brains around the fact that what Hillary Clinton did, that even though Comey used the words reckless, careless, yes, there were mistakes made, it does not rise to the level of a federal felony offense. There was no criminality. There wasn't intent.
It's not like, now, did she delete 22,000 emails from a server?
Well, here's the deal. Yes. But.
Right.
Well, that's where the Republicans stop, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like Comey said, you delete emails. Everybody, you don't need them anymore. You delete them. And they even found out that, they found out today, or yesterday, late yesterday, that the three extremely... top level, top secret, alleged emails that out of the 30,000 that plus that they looked at.
Okay, so they found three.
That they had, it was buried, there was no header that said, this is top secret.
Right.
And the section was buried in an email chain. You know what these fucking email chains look like?
Yes.
So somewhere down an email chain, somebody had put the symbol, a C or whatever,
right,
with parentheses, like a copyright almost.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I guess is email and email speak in the State Department this part is classified.
For your eyes only.
And if somebody forwards an email to somebody who forwards this and it's like CC's, this person sends it, then they forward the whole thing on to the Secretary of State.
Right.
She's supposed to notice a tiny little C buried deep down. Well, now they found out that was even an error.
So it shouldn't have been labeled classified.
Yeah, right. The State Department was like, this was an error. These were labeled classified in error.
So what do the Republicans want to do? Do they just
hang her?
Put her in the guillotine?
Yes.
Off with your head.
Bill, too. And Obama, just because.
Were they losing their way today, the Republicans, when they were talking to this Comey? Because was it the point of this thing, him talking to Congress, was to make sure he wasn't acting inappropriately investigation?
And he repeatedly said, and the Democrats repeatedly asked over and over, was there any influence at all from the White House? Absolutely none. Was there any influence at all from Secretary Clinton or her staff or campaign?
Right.
Absolutely none.
But that was the point of it, right?
This is special treatment. This is special treatment. And he said, no, we went out of our way to make sure there was no special treatment. And they said, well, if this was one of your employees, what would happen? He said, well, there would be an internal... He said, you wouldn't charge one of your employees? And he said, no prosecutor would. And he said that's not to say there wouldn't be an internal discipline. He said,
right.
I would. What would that be? He said, well, it could be everything from firing all the way down to a reprimand and everything in between.
But that's not his fucking job, well,
and
right?
He said, and but then he said, but if that person leaves my employ and leaves public service, there's nothing I can do to him. And they're like, whoa, you can't prosecute him? He's like, no, there's no crime. So if all I can do to them is punish them internally as an employer because they broke the rules, but they didn't break the law. And they their tiny little red minds could not wrap around that fact. They just couldn't get it. And it's embarrassing that these people are making our laws.
Oh, it's horrendous. Well, they aren't.
It's terrifying.
They are making our laws. They're running around doing dick. They're doing dick and then getting paid to do dick.
And then here's the lies of the right-wing media with Drudge. I mean, you listen to that whole thing. Comey made all of them look like fools. Look like fools. The ones that got all angry and blustery, he remained calm and said, well, you know, I disagree with you there. He was totally awesome. Diffused all those assholes.
He did a really good job.
Everything they said.
He must have been on Xanax.
And then even at times he said, well, you know, actually, I do want to refute this fact.
Right.
That you said. I disagree with you here. And he was very gentlemanly about it. There's no way in hell any of these Republicans came out looking good.
No.
Yet here on the fucking Drudge Report, Comey circus, FBI did not put Hillary under oath. That's the biggest thing they got today.
But it was a fucking circus because I was listening to a bunch of Republicans. I thought the point of them questioning him was to figure out if he was behaving properly during the investigation. Was anyone influencing him? But they were rehashing points that were made in the hearing, the previous investigation, right? They were still talking about how Hillary handled the emails. And I'm like, fuck, I didn't think that was the point of this. It doesn't matter, I guess.
Right.
You can say whatever you want. When you're up there grandstanding for your moment in the sun, you little fucking assholes.
And that's exactly what it is. It's so blatant. It's so gross. Just the level of grandstanding. And everybody's so fucking outraged. I'm outraged. What am I going to tell my constituents when they ask why? One guy said, one of my people asked me, why should we follow any laws if our leaders don't have to?
I don't know what to tell somebody that's stupid.
And I had our challenged neighbor. One of our challenged neighbors talking to me.
Oh, yeah. What did he say?
And mentioned that. He was like, you know, God, well, you know, there's no accountability anymore.
Oh, this guy, this neighbor right over here?
Across the way.
Oh, yeah, the neighbor that gets all those, like, how to pick up girl books.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets all these books in the mail, like, how to pick up chicks, all this other bullshit.
Sad.
He's an idiot. He's a fucking idiot. And every time I talk to him, I start scanning the room, like, how can I end my life?
Oh, he got me in the yard. He caught me in the yard yesterday. Gave me a bag of chips. It's all written in Korean, so I don't know if I can eat it or not.
Keep your chips. Keep your chips and your fucking opinions. That's what he said. He's like, why should I follow any rules? Because Hillary?
That's what one of the Republican ninnies said. One of my people asked me, I this morning on social media, I put out, send me questions you have for Mr. Comey. Seriously? Seriously. He said one of them was, why should we follow any laws if our leaders ain't?
If I'm Comey, I hear that and I'm like, well, you tell your fucking idiot constituents that you're right. Quit following laws,
well,
stupid.
Yeah, and
go
this is
yourself.
Where you, as an adult, as a leader, allegedly, should accept some fucking responsibility and maybe educate your fucking knuckle dragging constituents onto what is the actual truth and facts instead of just pandering to whatever the fuck you think they're going to want you to say so that they'll flip your little button next time they have an election.
Oh, God, it's so infuriating. All these people are such fucking cunts. Just listening to that goddamn hearing, I don't know. I mean, he must...
It's agonizing, and thankfully...
Is Comey a weed smoker?
I hope so.
He is now, man.
Thankfully, they, for the most part, alternated Democrat and Republican, but the majority is obviously Republican because it's a Republican majority in the fucking House. So early on, mostly we were alternating batshit loon and sane person, batshit loon and sane person.
Yeah.
And then,
they were doing a good job of mixing it up.
Yeah. Then later on, it got to be a little, Republican heavy.
Oh, God.
And ridiculous. And then when Chaffetz got to, he is so loathsome. And,
he really is.
And he, just a smug look on his face. It's the same one. It's just one of those make you want a 2x4 in the face faces. Just sitting there smug when he's talking to Comey, like, oh, I got you now. I've got you now. Well, wouldn't you say that's intent?
Jesus Christ.
And
is he twirling his fucking mustache?
So scummy and smarmy and loathsome and dumb.
Then
Comey would say, well, no, that's not the case. Or no, that's not what I said. Oh, well.
Dumb as fuck.
It's the same shit he tried with Cecile Richards, and she flicked him off like a bug, the insect that he is. And Comey did the same thing, and Chaffetz just comes out. I'm happy because he was like some rising star from Utah. I'm happy they've had these couple of panels that have shown the people. He'll never have any national office whatsoever because there's no way in hell.
All
you gotta do is play these tapes of what this asshole, how he ran these committees, and you'll see that he's just a wart on a dead skunk's twat.
Oh, poor skunk. Wait. What is the R&J hole face saying about all this shit? What has he said today, that little fuckhead?
Oh, you know what? I mean, it's actually
no Trump.
Well, hold on. I mean, but as far as the news I've been hearing, it's a Trumpless morning because I spent the whole morning listening to those hearings.
Wasn't he tangling with Mitch the bitch today? Wasn't that the deal?
You know better than me. I don't. I put
Trump in Google News and search, and I guess he was huddled with a Senate Republicans today to try to figure out why the fuck they weren't supporting his ass. And what he could do to fix it. You know what you could do to fix it, Donald? Pretend you're somebody else. Act like a totally different person.
Yesterday he tweeted, convention speaker scheduled to be released tomorrow. Let today be devoted to crooked Hillary and the rigged system under which we live.
He tweeted that today.
Then he said, to all my Twitter followers, please contribute whatever you can to the campaign. We must beat crooked Hillary.
You fucking little whore. You hooker.
4 hours ago, just leaving D.C., had great meetings with Republicans in the House and Senate. Very interesting day. These are people who love our country! Exclamation
point. Oh, God. I guess, so are they all bending over for you? Are they all going to endorse you, you disgusting twat?
Paul Ryan tweeted out full statement on House Republican conference with Donald Trump.
Is he able to tweet while he's on the elliptical? How does he do that?
It's clear that our party is committed to defeating Hillary Clinton and Democrats this fall. We had a great meeting. I appreciate Donald Trump taking time to speak with House Republicans. Our members were grateful to hear about his general election plans and his desire to unify the party in advance of a critical election this November. It was an important opportunity for our members to get additional information about Mr. Trump's campaign and ask questions about the issues that matter to Americans. It's clear our party is committed to defeating Hillary Clinton and Democrats this fall. Interesting vagary, though.
Yes.
Because Trump then retweeted and said, thanks, Speaker Ryan. But listen to this. This is not a lavish we love him endorsement. He said it was an important opportunity for our members to get additional information about Mr. Trump's campaign. Our members were grateful to hear about his general elections plans and his desire to unify the party in advance of a critical election this November. They're not saying he's unified the party.
Right.
We're glad that he said he wants to unify the party is what Paul Ryan put out.
What
and
the fuck?
Trump retweets this.
What went on at that meeting? What? Because to me at this point, Donald just has to go in there and say, hey.
I think they're trying to Hannibal Lecter mask him.
They're trying to shut him the fuck up.
Absolutely. But then he goes out and has rallies like he did yesterday.
That ain't going to work. That ain't going to work.
Was it yesterday's? Where they were saying yesterday's performance that he gave was kind of one of the most unhinged and least understandable that are out there, that it was so incoherent what the hell he was rambling on and on about, so stream of consciousness, yeah. So batshit crazy that it didn't make any sense.
Right. What the fuck?
So there you go. Those are the headlines over at the Comedy Pickle Liberal, if he Huffington Post.
Nobody likes him.
Trump.
Nobody likes him,
he makes it difficult.
These really fucking moronic people.
Oh, God, I want to get to this story and come back. Let's come back to Trump, because I really got to get to this story, because it's making me fucking crazy. this is I don't know if it's tonight's or last night's. Fucking Bill O'Reilly.
Boy, fuck you, boy.
Bill O'Reilly is under fire now for... they're selling the O'Reilly factor sold as some scoop, some big something they discovered, which are these pictures, Ryan, of Barack Hussein Obama. They found pictures of Obama,
yes,
from his brother's wedding.
Oh my God!
In the early 90s.
Oh no!
And his brother is,
yes,
a Muslim.
Oh my God.
And the wedding party was wearing, guess what? Muslim attire. So there's a picture, the picture they've been waiting for, yes, that they're all just,
oh God.
They're all,
is it,
having to change their little undies because of wet, ooh, spots over the fact that there's a picture of Obama in a Muslim, I don't know, is robe with a little square hat. Not, oh, cool, a little roundish square hat.
Is it a heebie-jobby?
Yeah, right.
oh, God damn it.
And he did a whole section on his O'Reilly factor, essentially saying that he even says it, this is a quote, that Obama has an emotional attachment to the Muslim world that has hurt the United States of America.
No, I saw that. How has it hurt us?
We may have tweeted out something to the effect of, because Obama won't blatantly paint an entire religion, won't, yeah, fearmonger and try to froth up the hatred of the white ninnies in this country, specifically the white Christian ninnies in this country, to make them terrified of a specific religion when a certain small, tiny subset of, yes, extremists are using that religion as a smoke screen to commit terrorist acts. And
it's like we got to spend all of our time in this country trying not to let these white ninnies get frothed up, yeah, or they start acting crazy and doing stupid shit.
So listen, we apologize for the moronitude you're about to hear. Here's a little bit of Bill O'Reilly.
Personal story segment tonight, President Obama and Islam. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. Many Americans, including this one, believe Barack Obama's emotional attachment to the Muslim world has hurt the USA.
Including this one.
Oh, yes.
Many Americans, including this one, believe that the president's emotional attachment to the Muslim world is hurting the USA.
Oh, my God.
So he's accusing the president of treason, basically,
oh,
by saying,
gosh,
that the president... because of his alleged some love of faith, of this Muslim faith, is allowing the country to be hurt. That's what he's saying.
Oh, God.
There's no question. The Obama administration's greatest failure is allowing the Islamic terror group ISIS to run wild.
Well, you know, there is a question about that, Bill.
Right.
There's no question in your tiny little lying fake journalist. I heard the shot of a man committing suicide from 600 miles away, lying fucking, I'm in a war zone 200 miles away,
okay,
piece of shit, lying, wife choking, asshole.
Oh, he choked his wife out, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You remind me of a lie he told. He said Am I getting this right? He said he went to someone's house, they opened the door, and then they blew their brains out?
No, it was some figure. I don't even remember what it was, but he was going to challenge the guy.
Yes.
And this gentleman committed suicide, shot himself in the head. I don't remember what the deal was, what it was over, anything.
Right, right.
But I think the guy was in New Orleans, something like that, and Bill O'Reilly wrote journalisted yes. that... he was there literally knocking on the fucking door and the guy wouldn't answer the door and he heard the shot.
Now, are we sure that's bullshit?
Well, they found out that Bill O'Reilly on the day that man was killed was yes. in Houston.
Okay.
Which is...
It's close to New Orleans.
Yeah.
Not really.
But a couple hundred miles away.
I mean, it would have to be a very big porch.
Or a loud shot.
A loud shot. I mean, that's nutty on a lot of levels. I mean, you know, just to, say you're not a journalist. If you were knocking on someone's door and they blew their brains out, you would not be mistaken about that. You would know that would happen. Right. Now, if you're a journalist and you say it happened.
He wrote about those nuns were beheaded in South America or something.
I was there.
As if he was there. And he was, again, this happened, like, I think the war zone was on an island just off the coast. And he was, like, in the town on the coast reporting from nearby and wrote, from the war zone.
Oh, my God.
He's just a big fraud.
So fucking dramatic, man.
And then he was all sanctimonious about Brian Williams, remember?
Oh, yes.
It's like, wait a second. You've been proven to be a fraud and a liar yourself, you blowhead fuck.
Oh, my God.
Here's a little more. I'm losing my mind. Over
he's
this.
He's a
murdering thousands of innocent people all over the world, including many Muslims. Mr. Obama has never, never acknowledged that mistake, nor.
So
never.
He's pissed that never. Obama won't admit to the fact that because he's not a xenophobic, anti-Muslim loon.
Right.
That it's hurt. I'm sorry, America. Because I'm pro-Islam,
yes,
I've hurt the country.
Your Barack Hussein Obama is much better than Rush Limbaugh's.
Because Rush Limbaugh's is like this.
I got
yes,
that.
Master.
That was the most. That's the most insane fucking shit I've ever heard in my life.
That may be a little exaggeration on my part, but
no.
Essentially,
what?
I remember. It's pretty horrible.
Does he define the ISIS threat accurately? That group is killing innocent people in order to impose a radical version of Islam on the world. The jihad is solely based on theology.
The jihad is based on power and money and territory, and they're using the religion to fire up the ninnies. But you can't convince me that the leaders of ISIS are out for anything.
Oh, my God.
But power and money.
Perverted as it may be. President Obama, as we all know, will not even use the words Islamic terrorism. Again today, when telling the nation that America will maintain 8,000 troops in Afghanistan, the president did not accurately describe the situation there, putting forth that it was more about politics than Islamic terror.
That is why the United States will continue to strongly support an Afghan-led reconciliation process, and why we call on all countries in the region to end safe havens for militants and terrorists.
Wait, what's he doing right there?
He didn't say Islamic terrorists, Ryan. He didn't say Islamic militants.
He didn't
say, fuck Islam, I love Jesus. Enough.
Does Bill O'Reilly not acknowledge that Obama has like a droning program?
No.
That I imagine, what do you think it's, I don't know what it's like to be president of the United States. Everything I know is based on, what's that show on Netflix with Kevin Spacey? Yeah. House of Cards, and the other one with What's-His-Face, who's daddy of Tiger's Blood guy. That's the worst.
Who's the brother of the guy that was in
Martin
that
Sheen.
Movie where they were staking out people?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, Martin Sheen, yeah, West Wing.
Right.
That's how, and Veep. Those three things are what I base my knowledge of the executive branch on. Now, what do you think?
Spectacular.
What do you think happens with Obama? How Is the ISIS briefing like the first thing he hears every morning? Is it a priority?
Who, Obama?
Yeah, do you think he hears about it every fucking day?
Yes.
Is he hands-on with this shit?
Yeah, he gets a morning national security and international and foreign policy briefing, both.
I can't believe that. I know the Republicans and GOP people, I know you don't agree with Obama. I mean, it's party things, right? Like, it's conservative values versus liberal values, I guess, whatever. And so you probably don't agree with what Obama does a lot of the time. But can we just agree that he is at least working on the terrorism thing? Can you give him something? Because you guys are making him sound like he just sits on his porch all day sipping mint juleps.
Plays golf.
Oh, yes.
He goes and plays golf while people are dying. I heard Trump say that the other day in one of his ridiculous... he was talking about how when he went to Scotland,
yeah,
he was actually kind of funny. This is the sad part with Trump. Yeah, I mean, he was kind of funny at this point, but he was like, they wanted me to take a picture of me with a golf club in my hand. I was like, don't even give it to me. I don't want to touch it. I don't want to touch it, because he didn't want to be a picture of him with a golf club in his hand when a lot of people were saying he should be back in the States campaigning. But then he went on to say about how Obama is, you know, while people are dying, Obama's just going out.
He doesn't give a shit. That to me is the most insane thing ever. You think he's not? Hey, let's put a blank map, all the countries outlined of the Middle East. Who do you think can identify more countries correctly? Barack Hussein, Obama, or Trump?
Come on, that's not
do you
even
think
fair.
Trump? Do you think Trump can find Yemen? Do you think he can find Syria?
No,
he can't find Syria.
No,
then how the fuck is he going to bomb it into the fucking Stone Age like he's claiming he's going to fucking
do? Hire people who know where it is.
I'm going to be tough on ISIS,
and for some reason that's okay with a lot of people.
Show me where ISIS is. I'm going to be tough on it.
The president not knowing is okay with a lot of people.
It's not okay. And we met Herb and Cain. This is Becky stand. That was gross.
I don't get that at all. I personally would like a smart person to be running our country. I don't want somebody who doesn't know shit.
When was the last time?
If you don't know shit, you can't make an informed decision. That's the thing. You need to know shit so that if somebody brings you information that you maybe disagree with or are suspect or whatever, that you're not George Bush just going, oh, yeah, they got WMDs, and just believing whatever moron puts it in front of you.
It's I can't even explain it. We just said that we want our president to know shit. We want him to know shit?
Yeah, and we have to defend that.
Right.
We have to defend the fact that we want a smart president
who
knows shit.
You know where that started with? And that started with W. That fucking started with W, because George Bush, the whole thing, people were like, George Bush is the guy you want to have a beer with. He's just like you and me.
Right.
And to the C-Suits. I say, you too can be president of the United States.
That was our president. But a big,
fuck off,
crabby, schlonging to fucking Bill O'Reilly, scumbag. And then he whips out
these
pictures.
He's fucking disgusting.
He whips out these pictures of the president he goes, I'm not going to play any more of this. He makes my ears bleed. Barack Obama's father, who abandoned his family.
Ha ha!
Got to drop that one in there, right?
Because
he's a black. Another black one that left his family.
Oh, yes.
Barack Obama's father, who abandoned his family, was a Muslim.
Ooh.
Who eventually turned atheist.
Oh. A Muslim.
Whoa.
And an atheist?
I think that's even worse.
Oh, my God.
Don't they vote atheists, like, below pedophiles?
Oh, yes. Muslim atheists. They wear heebie-jabbies.
Then his mother married another Muslim, moving young Barry to Indonesia, where he was exposed to the Islamic world, even though he did attend a Catholic school in the first grade.
So when is Obama supposed to be activated, if he's a sleeper cell, Bill, or whatever you're trying to fucking get at here?
According to his half-sister, Barack Obama attended his half-brother's wedding in the early 90s. Malik Obama was a Muslim.
Ooh.
The factor has obtained pictures allegedly from that wedding, which we believe was held in Maryland. Shit. Details on the ceremony, the exact location, whether the reports that Barack Obama was the best man are very difficult to verify at this point.
It's his personal life. It's from a wedding in the early 90s.
What we can tell you with certainty is that Barack Obama has deep emotional ties to Islam.
Deep.
So?
Deep.
So?
Right, right, right.
Donald Trump has deep emotional ties to white supremacists and neo-Nazis.
Right. What about that? Why aren't we talking about that? Listen, I think a lot of people, a lot of dumbass motherfuckers, you know, they might find themselves disappointed if Trump got elected. Say you were year one into the Trump presidency.
Oh, God.
What does the country look like? Close I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Nobody does. They don't even know. That's why some of the Republicans are shitting their drawers, is because they don't know what he's going to do. The sane Republicans.
Yes. I mean, these people that are supporting Trump, I don't know how to tell you this, but you might be disappointed with him as a president. You know?
Well,
you could
yeah.
be.
They're all... the regular Republicans are all trade, trade, trade. We want this TPP. And now, all of a sudden, their orange leader hates the TPP. So, how are they gonna handle that one?
You know, it's funny. You say orange, and he truly is orange. You know what his skin is the color of? Do you ever have a circus peanut?
Oh, God.
You know those candies? I haven't.
Puffed sugar, yeah.
Right. I haven't seen those around. Are they still around?
I think so, probably, yeah.
My grandfather.
They were like marshmallowy kind of.
My granddad.
Like stale marshmallows.
Man, he loved those. They were always around when I was a kid. We'd go to my grandparents' house. They had jars of these circus peanuts. I love those fucking things. Who thought of that? They look like toes.
Sticking up for Bill O'Reilly, who is rightfully taking a hit in the media, dude, for dragging out a picture of Barack Obama at a Muslim wedding in the early 90s at his brother's Muslim wedding, and he may have been best man, which meant you put on the costume. I was in a Greek wedding. I had to wear the costume and hold the stick up. Well, there was no costume.
What was the costume?
But
you got a stick.
Well, I had to do shit. I remember there being weird magic involved.
Did you have to juggle plates?
And right. So long.
It's all so stupid. Just stop with all the fucking pageantry, unless it's fun. How do you like that?
Here, ringing in, defending.
Ring-a-ding.
Of course, Bill O'Reilly.
Yes. I can't imagine who the fuck this is defending Bill O'Reilly.
You'll be able, it'll take one word and you'll know.
So here's the new story, Bill.
Oh my God.
Well, Alex Jones.
Did they get along? Do they play nice?
I think so. Well, no, because I'm looking at the transcript and here he says, look, everyone knows I don't like Bill O'Reilly.
Huh.
Because what? Oh, you got to hear this.
O'Reilly has gotten exclusive photos that are not exclusive. They were published years ago by Drudge and the Daily Mail and WorldNet Daily and InfoWars. And
so all the bad shit birdcage liners were able to publish these pictures of Barack Hussein in his Muslim secret superhero outfit.
Does he have no neck in this shot? The visual?
Right.
He looks like, this isn't good for radio, but doesn't he always look like he's doing this? Like there's no neck and he's doing like a little like fat guy march. I can't even
like the
we represent
yes!
the lollipop kids.
Oh
the
my god.
Kids. Alex Jones looks like he stepped out of a lollipop guild.
Look, everybody knows I don't like Bill O'Reilly because he's too much of an Obama supporter or Hillary supporter. But I'm
Can someone give him a glass of water?
Can we back up a second? I don't like Bill O'Reilly because he's too much of an Obama supporter and a Hillary supporter?
Hey, listen, come out from that the bunker.
Look, everybody knows I don't like Bill O'Reilly because he's too much of an Obama supporter or Hillary supporter. But I'm at least glad he's going in this direction. It's just the fact is that Bill O'Reilly's not breaking this. But he is breaking it to the Fox News audience. So it shows a major shift. The fact that they can't hold this information back.
Yeah, it shows the desperation and
lunatitis
of the fucking Fox News alleged news.
Yes.
that Bill O'Reilly is dragging this shit from the deepest bottom of the packed, impacted shit cesspool.
Yes.
That is the
going deep.
That is the
is this what happened?
Truck rally outhouse.
Ah, ha, 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 ha.
Of Fox News, of the right media, Breitbart, right. WND. This guy's like he's
it's Fox. Are they?
It's not Drudge. WorldNet Daily. InfoWars. We had this years ago. Now Fox is finally onto it.
Are they? Is Fox desperate for ratings? Is that why we're hearing that dipshit report from O'Reilly?
Desperate to elect Trump. Yeah, Rupert Murdoch.
Yes.
The evil eye of Sauron himself. Is a Trump supporter. So, you know, although Fox News is fair and balanced, Ryan, you know,
oh shit,
that they're all Trump all the time.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, man. Of course they are. I mean, by the way, what's going on with that phone news story? Are those is Gretchen Carlson still suing Fox?
Oh, yeah, it's,
or is that a coup? Or is that in fact a coup to
Oh, we were talking about that offline, that because there's a transfer in power coming up that Rupert Murdoch, the Eye of Sauron, will be handing off the reins of News Corp to, I'm sure it's just a coincidence, and how lucky he is that he fathered the most qualified people on the planet to run his News Corp.
Shot right out of his sack.
Why don't other shareholders get pissed off about shit like this?
Why,
like, if it's a publicly traded, if it's a publicly traded company,
yeah.
How? Why is in Viacom right now? Why is that old fossil, his daughter, able to stage a coup and take over a multi-billion-dollar company?
Well, that's what Wayne Enterprises did.
Sumner Redstone, over his daughter Sherry Redstone, is now trying to take over Viacom.
Well, you remember when Bruce Wayne's parents were killed,
right?
When he became
a private
of age.
Company, wasn't but what, it?
No,
oh, when they he have
became,
a board. That's right.
When he became of age, he took over Wayne Enterprises. So, I mean, there is precedent. I mean, it happens.
He's a major shareholder. That's why he could do it. But
right, wouldn't you be nervous?
The word out is that Roger Ailes and the Suns don't get along. They hate him because he's an ass.
Oh, just get along with him. Who cares? You're all a bunch of fucking monsters anyway.
So now that the Suns are taking over and they're going to be his boss, remember I thought we might have reported on this on crabdiving.com, that Ailes allegedly threw a little hissy fit when he and said, like he tweeted or he said that, well, I'm not going to be reporting to the Suns. I'm still going to be reporting to Rupert directly.
Oh, my God.
And Rupert had to come out and say, no, he's not. He's reporting to my sons.
Wow.
So there's a little power thing going on there.
God, if I'm his sons, I'm like, hey, how do I get bought out of this shit so I don't have to work for Fox News? Can I take a lump sum of money and go to an island and not talk to any of you motherfuckers?
So I put on my tinfoil hat and said, well, maybe this whole Gretchen Carlson thing.
False flag.
Is them, the sons kind of helping get rid of Roger Ailes. Like,
oh, shit.
You know, it's, we've all been speculating, not even speculating, rumoring and some confirmation for years about what's going on there. Just look at what he makes the women wear.
Are they canoodling?
Look what he makes the women wear on Fox. All of them.
Are you suggesting inappropriate canoodling between the sons of Rupert Murdoch and Gretchen Carlson?
No. Well, not canoodling, but conspiring.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That was the word I wanted.
I mean, maybe. Maybe everyone's known about it. It's been the secret that's out in the middle of the room for the longest time.
So why
now? And now the sons have decided lock and load on Ailes because we want that fuck out of there.
Load.
Maybe. I'm just speculating.
Right. He said her ass looks good in that outfit or something. What a fucking creep.
So, listen, here's more of Alex Jones. You got to hear
it. Joel Gilbert has made films about this subject. He's going to be joining us in the third hour. So the point is, the electronic Berlin Wall covering all this up is breaking. And this
the electronic Berlin Wall covering up Obama's secret Muslimitude
tear down
is finally breaking.
Tear down that e-wall. Is he shitting me?
The electronic Berlin Wall.
So the point is, the electronic Berlin Wall covering all this up is breaking. This isn't the only thing breaking today. Look at this. Bill O'Reilly shares photos of Barack Obama in traditional Muslim dress he claims are from his half-brother Malik's wedding, saying they prove his deep emotional ties to Islam. Obama tears up for real when he's speaking to an Islamic group and really gets off on it. And that's who he is.
Gets off on it.
Oh, my God.
Obama tears up for real. When he tears up,
it's for real
about something else. He's acting. That's him. Look at his crocodile tears.
Oh, shit. It's funny.
But when he's crying about his Islamic group, Alex Jones wants you to know that's when he's not acting. That's when he's really sincere. And in fact, he gets off on it.
No, wait, like, what do you mean, like, sexually?
He said he gets off on it.
When he's speaking to an Islamic group.
What a perv.
And really gets off on it. And that's who he is.
What?
And Odinga and you know, all these other people that he's been connected to are involved in all sorts of radicalization operations over there in Kenya.
That's who he is. Getting off on.
Now he's just showing all these pictures of Obama, like when he
getting
was a teenager
off?
In Africa.
Was he getting
sitting
off?
With African people. And these are his, the ties that he's got to Odinga and all kinds of radical operations.
What's he naming?
Over there in Kenya.
What is Odinga? What is Odinga? Odingo? What the fuck is that? What is he talking about? Odinga.
He's a former Raila Odinga, Raila Amolo Odinga, also popularly known to his supporters as Agwambo.
And this is what Barack Hussein Obama gets off to?
Is a Kenyan politician.
Okay.
He was prime minister in 2008. Till 2013. I guess they're... I don't know if they have... He was under arrest for a coup in 1982.
Coup.
I don't know. I'd have to read about it, so I don't know what exactly is going
Jesus
on with him.
Christ.
I mean, I don't know why he is considered a bad person, according to... According to Alex Jones, I got to read about what Odinga might have done.
Know,
but the fact that Obama is friends with Odinga is proof.
It's just funny because these guys like Alex Jones with the tinfoil hats, don't they always have like weird details?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, who is Odinga? Oh, yeah. You're just bringing up this detail.
1937 in the somewhere down in the African forest.
Quit looking on the internet. Go to sleep. Quit watching the Discovery Channel after 1 a.m.
These are the guys that use one example as obvious that, chemtrails are real. There was a guy who told the guy that he loaded up a plane once.
Right.
And he put some weird canisters on the side of the plane. And he knew then. Yeah. But that was 1947 in Lincoln, Nebraska outside of.
I didn't know. I mean, that's a weird fetish. That's what Barack Hussein Obama gets off to.
Gets off on it.
Oh, gets off on it.
Gets
yeah,
off
whatever.
On it.
Still wild.
Crying in front of a Muslim somehow. That is a strange sexual preference.
How do you listen, Doc? I need you to help me. Maybe give me some give me some lithium. I have this thing where I can only come if I'm checking off in front of a crying Muslim person.
Right.
That's some fucked up shit, man. Well, that's some kinky shit. I'm going to need you to cry, put this hobby jabby on, and then I'm going to jack off.
Well, speaking of,
you got to be shitting me.
An interesting fetish. what is it when you want to fuck your sister?
I don't know.
Here,
I suffer from Alabama-itis.
Showing that the disgusting incesty creepazoid
yes.
turd doesn't fall far from the orange puckered asshole.
Yes,
Eric Trump.
Is he one of these? Is he a big game hunter?
Well, yeah. Was on telly.
Hello, I'm on telly.
We apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Strap those tampons to your ears. They're going to start bleeding because we're going to play a Fox and Friends clip. You might hear Doothy.
Oh, God.
Steve Doothy.
What a perv.
Who apparently was a little shitty to Gretchen Carlson.
Yeah, geez, Steve.
Be quiet, toots. The man speaking.
He said toots. That's funny, though. I wish he would.
Making that up.
Toots. Listen, toots.
Here is Eric.
Show me that ass.
Trump on Fox and Fiends this morning, and they were talking about the speculation. I guess they're joking or whatever about making Ivanka, Trump's daughter, the sister.
Oh, yes.
Who Trump thinks has a great ass.
She's going to be vice president.
And a nice rack.
That's going to be his nominee. If
she wasn't my daughter, I'd probably be dating her.
Oh, my God.
As a quote.
Who says that?
Here is Eric. Listen to Eric's. Why Eric thinks his sister is qualified.
Oh, my God.
To be vice president of the United States.
Okay.
Dad should pick Ivanka as his running mate.
All right, I'm open to hearing his reasoning.
It is a heat wave. It is hot outside, and it is hot in here because we are talking about some politics. Eric Trump on the
I like the slide idea. I mean, you're going to do it? Good. Yeah, absolutely. Don't say that because we'll hold you to it. Good to see you this morning.
Yeah, it's great to be here with you guys.
As Ainsley said, a lot of news. The Attorney General, of course, earlier.
Ooh, Ainsley just interrupted me. I'm going to file that in my brain tickler for later. I'm going to speak
brain
to her.
Brain tickler?
I'm going to speak to her about that.
Get my brain tickler, perv.
Yesterday said no charges against Hillary Clinton. Day before, the FBI director said that they wouldn't be recommending charges. Your father, out on the stump last night, is furious.
Yeah, he is furious. I mean, listen, they said that.
Okay, so we're going to. I want to get to the. I want to get to the part where they're talking about.
Does he look like a douche? Does he have that douche look like his daddy?
Ivanka. What?
They both look like douches. Does Eric look like a douche? Like his dad?
Oh,
Does he have that
douche slick back
look?
Hair.
Douche.
Asshole. Oh, here we go.
But I've met a more composed,
this is Bob Corker,
brilliant, beautiful in every way person.
Okay, what do you think of Ivanka?
First of all, Bob Corker, they're talking about Ivanka. Bob Corker, after he slithered away from the potential vice president list, as did Joni Ernst. She's like,
what?
I'm busy.
Joni Ernst says no.
Meanwhile, Newt Gingrich. Was rubbing his man boobs yesterday.
I'm polishing my nipples.
And Trump, in his speech, in his ridiculous word salad that he spat out yesterday, said, I don't know in what capacity, but I guarantee you that Newt Gingrich will be involved with the Trump administration.
I heard he's going to be a power bottom.
Some way. He's going to supply the broads.
Oh, yes.
How many?
The broads. Yeah, he should.
Six wives between them. And Newt left one who was dying. Cheated on one that had the cancer.
Wow.
Let's all recall that. Shit. Christian, those family, Republican family
values.
Did
he tie anyone to a bed and then rape them?
Oh, that's Trump, allegedly.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
An underage girl.
Ooh.
Brilliant, beautiful in every way.
They always go to beautiful.
Brilliant.
Like, do you think Ivanka, what do you think of Ivanka? I think she's brilliant and beautiful in every way.
Shit, man.
What do you think of, Paul Ryan? Oh, I think he's really smart. He's really great on the issues. And I love the way his bulge looks in his dress pants.
God.
I mean, that's the level of stuff
it's sexist,
that they go to.
Man.
Right.
It's fucked up.
It's this bro-tastic, sexist looking at women. As well, you know, she's brilliant, but she's also fuckable. So you guys know.
Guys, she's been deemed fuckable.
Just, you know, it ain't Janet Reno.
Let it be known.
It ain't Bella Abzug.
Listen, Janet Reno.
Poor Janet Reno.
Yeah. I just remember what she looked like.
Person.
Okay, what do you think of
Ivanka?
That?
By the way, I agree, right? She's got the beautiful looks. She's smart. She's.
That's.
Oh, yeah.
His. Her brother says, I think she should be VP. Number one, she's got the beautiful looks.
God, what? What fucking decade are we goddamn listening to?
And that's his sister.
They sound like they're reading fucking dialogue from Mad Men.
She's got the beautiful looks, great ass, nice tits. I think she'd be a great VP.
God damn it. Hey, can you guys sound like you're not broadcasting from the bar at fucking Hooters?
Don't you think when my dad goes to sits to talk to Putin, he should have someone sitting next to him that Putin wants to fuck the shit out of to distract him?
Yeah.
Brilliant, beautiful in every way person.
Okay, what do you think of
Ivanka?
That?
By the way, I agree, right? She's got the beautiful looks. She's smart. She's smart, smart, smart.
She's 35?
Hey, she certainly got my vote. And she'll just be 35. Her birthday is right at the end of October, right? So she just makes that by about, 7-8 days.
And she definitely has the business sense. My gosh, every store I go in, the shoes, the jewelry.
So no announcement to make about that?
She certainly has the business sense. She built herself up from nothing. I don't know. She was out selling jewelry in a cardboard box under the viaduct, Ryan, and giving handies on the side.
Right. This
to
gal,
keep her business afloat.
This gal knows all about shoes and jewelry. Who'd have thunk?
It's so ridiculous. And like Eric. Like, Eric is a self-made man, too. He talks about, Trump was talking about Eric, like, oh, he loves the, he's made a great name for himself. He's so good at the real estate business. Like Eric was out giving handies for crack to try to survive or blowing people.
Oh, he was blowing
everyone.
He
worked his way up from nothing.
Sucky, sucky.
It's so ridiculous.
Is this from today? Yesterday? Or?
Yeah, today.
Anything about the shooting, the execution of these black men?
You mean the demonic thugs?
Yeah, what about that?
Scaring the nice white policemen into killing them?
Can we talk about something else other than how attractive Ivanka, what is her name? Ivanka. Is there anything else newsworthy to discuss, you fucking little fucking assholes?
I mean, they talked all about the Trump campaign. It's a 7-minute long clip, but one of the more heinous parts
they sound
is this
like
part
pervs.
He's talking about his sister, his 35-year-old sister. And I think she's qualified for vice president. Did you see those nipples?
Oh, yes. Did you see those nipples? You got to see these nipples. I got a picture of them right here. You just can't. I don't know what it is about these Trump people, but they're just. Eric seems just as pervy as his dad.
Well, yeah,
they're both right. Pervs. Can we have somebody running for president who's not a fucking perv? Obama is not a perv.
And what's her face? Ivanka last week came out with a statement that nobody's more feminist than her dad.
And compare it to where?
Well,
in
define,
where?
And define feminism.
Yes. Define anything.
Define feminism to Donald Trump.
Listen, our planet, we have a place on this world for pervs. Honestly, I think we do. But it's not with their finger on the goddamn nuclear football. I'm sorry. It's not.
Right. Donald Trump, who today pretended to defend articles of the Constitution that don't exist.
Oh, yeah. fuck everybody. So dumb, you fucking Trumpalo idiots.
One, according to members of Congress who attended a D.C. meeting with Trump today, the Republican presidential candidate vowed to protect parts of the Constitution that do not exactly exist.
Hell yeah, boy!
South Carolina Congressman Mark Sanford.
What?
Mark Sanford?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mark, I went to South Carolina to fuck my girlfriend and when I was governor and pretended I was on the Appalachian Trail Sanford is moralizing. But he said, I wasn't particularly impressed. It was the normal stream of consciousness that's long on hyperbole, short on facts. At one point, somebody asked about Article 1 powers.
Yes.
What will you do to protect them? I think his response was, quote, I want to protect Article 1, Article 2, Article 12, going down the list.
Hey.
There is no Article 12.
Article 8 inches.
Sanford said.
You know, this Sanford guy, now that you mention that scandal he was involved in, I mean, I think too little was made of that. And too little was made of the fact that he was able to resurrect his goddamn political career. He said he was
in
hiking.
The party of alleged morality and Christian values.
He told his staff that he was hiking the Appalachian Trail.
Right.
And it was banging some chick in Chile.
Well, no, his staff came up with that one.
Oh, okay.
I think. Right. When they, because they didn't know where he was. He disappeared. They didn't know where the fuck he was.
Why did he have to go to Chile to hook up with his chick?
And how does the governor disappear?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't think they have security. You know, they don't have...
Are you kidding me?
No, they don't have Secret Service or anything.
I assume they did.
Maybe private security, some of them. I don't know if they do or not. But I think just the popo protect them, the local popo.
Oh, interesting.
State police, probably.
Oh, that's right, because that dude and that guy, the lunatic that runs Alabama, the real creepy, they wanted to lay his hands upon y'all breasts
stuff. Yeah.
Didn't he have the highway patrol or something requisition a helicopter because he left his wallet?
Go pick up his wallet at his girlfriend's.
That he left at his girlfriend's? Fuck you, Alabama. Jesus Christ.
I forgot when we were talking about Gretchen Carlson. I forgot to play this. This is amazing. This is somebody over at Bloomberg put together a mashup of times that, and I'm sure this is just the tip of the iceberg because they had only a day to look through all this shit.
All right.
But times that Gretchen Carlson was marginalized on Fox and Friends.
Oh, that's awesome.
Here's a little mashup from Bloomberg.
You know, I was at Lorraine last night, and some guy came up to me and said, I saw you on Fox and Friends this morning. Is Gretchen as cute in person as she is on TV?
And what did you answer, America?
Gorgeous. Look at her today. Beautiful dress. You look wonderful.
That's Eric Bolling.
God.
Who couldn't be more of a lunkhead and a cartoonishly stupid, hyper-masculine, sad little boy, angry white guy. He's the one who called Mike Ditka a wussy. Because Mike Ditka said, you know, given what we've learned now about football and concussions,
God.
I don't think I would want my kid playing football. And Eric Bolling's like, I can't believe Mike Ditka's turned into a wussy.
Mike Ditka played football when it was just a little leather thing on your head.
Well, and even now they're showing that those helmets don't
do dick.
I mean, it's the acceleration and deceleration of your brain and its skull getting rattled around.
Where are the clips?
No helmet is going to protect you from that.
Where are the clips of Lawrence O'Donnell telling Rachel Maddow that, oh, my God, Rachel, your ass looks so good in that suit.
Thanks, Rachel. I love your tits tonight.
Right. You look beautiful. You're so sexy.
Today, beautiful dress. You look wonderful. Gretchen,
you
look wonderful. Gretchen, very, very beautiful dress. That's a great color, right? In summary, Gretchen's beautiful.
Beautiful. You look beautiful.
Well,
Thank you.
Fabulous, too.
Brian, can you tell Gretchen she is definitely winning today? She looks amazing.
God, these are, and to her credit, she looks really uncomfortable in all of these. And the one guy, when he's like, you look great today, she goes, thanks, you do too. Like,
I'm a goddamn journalist.
I'm a journalist, asshole.
I mean, I work for Fox News, but for fuck's sake.
And Roger Ailes is making me wearing this skirt where you can read my pussy lips.
Oh, yeah. Hi,
wow.
I'm a piece
and
of
no,
fucking
it's
meat.
Not because Fox and Friends is too hot, but Gretchen is really too hot. Blame her.
And skirts, Gretchen, I guess what you're wearing right now, the skirt might cause some problems.
It would not be advisable for the pandemic.
Gretchen is going to ride the mechanical bull live from our snowy plaza.
And a lot of viewers are concerned that I'm going to have the skirt on when I do it.
I'm not sure, but concerned, that's an interesting word.
In the next 2 minutes, will Laura Ingraham be able to change outfits because she has come to the studio dressed identically to Gretchen.
Well, unbelievable.
Laura,
what are you thinking?
All women should be reading bra stories.
Right.
But then again, some men are experts at
bra. You learned that in Broadcasting 9.
Bra
stories defer to the babe.
Doesn't the waxing hurt?
Bra stories defer to the babe.
That is ridiculous.
Brian Kilmeade, ladies and gentlemen.
Unfucking real, man.
Bra stories defer to the babe.
Doesn't the waxing hurt?
She looks at me for that.
We'll try that on an upcoming episode of Fox and Friends.
Do you like...
Doesn't waxing hurt? Kilmeade asks.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, he asks me that. And then Ducey says, we'll try that on an upcoming Fox and Friends.
They're really yucking it up, aren't they?
We're going to throw Gretchen in the stirrups and give her a Brazilian. Ooh, I get the asshole. I get the asshole.
Like a woman masseuse or a male masseuse, just so I know.
Oh, my God.
Not on TV.
I'm not going to.
You don't answer.
I'm not. Oh, you know what? Now, Laura, now you know what I go through. Okay.
This is them, Laura Ingraham. They're sexy, sexist-ifying her. And she's like, I'm not even going to answer that. And here's Gretchen saying, look what I go through.
She's going to ride the mechanical bull in some skirt. I mean, it's just...
It's like a... What the fuck? It is like a frat house.
It really is.
Isn't it? It's like, hey, toots, come over here. Put on that short skirt. Oh, if you have to ride that bull, we're going to be able to hear your snatch whistling.
Yeah. Is that true? You know, that is true. They should put a warning sign up. Snatch may whistle if you climb upon this ride.
We'll put two bells. You can whistle two bells. You can whistle in harmony.
Now, Laura, now you know what I go through, okay? Right, would you like to correct yourself on that other talking point about men being dominant?
Oh, we don't have any time. I wish I did. We're running over.
Okay, because HR's on the phone because you called me a skirt.
I apologize.
Yeah.
Oops, I got to read that manual again.
I'll bring it to your office right after the show. Yeah.
Hilarious. Now, there's a whole new context to this now that we know that she's a suing. It's not actually most of these dumb things are coming from Kilmeade.
You know,
I gotta read that.
It's like they can't. It's every easy joke they could think of.
Oh well, they're conservatives.
They can't not.
They're
just
not funny.
Decide that's not worth telling.
There's no subtlety to thought. There's no nuance to thought, which we always talk about here on Crab Diving.
Speaking of hot, it's hot in here with you in that fucking skirt. Right. God, you idiots.
Manual again.
I'll bring it to your office right after the show. Yeah.
It was the only sexist person that came on here and made you laugh. All right.
Well, other than sit next to you every day.
Right. That's true. I'm not. I'm having fun with
you're
it.
You're just a just sexist.
Yes.
Okay.
I jest that I'm
just
sexist.
Just in time.
I think we should read the headline.
God, I Kill think we me. Should read the headlines and stop talking about my fucking ass.
Deucey is beaming when he came up with jest. Just in time. Did you hear the funny I made?
I made a joke. My God. What do they think? They think they're Saturday Night Live or something.
Morning TV is heinous.
Disgusting.
To begin with.
It's so gross.
But then you add on conservatives trying to be funny, and it's just not in their DNA.
I mean,
it's just not in their DNA.
Maybe Morning Joe needs this. Hey, guys, maybe you need a little bit more ass grabbing going on the set.
So major kudos to whoever at Bloomberg put together that little mashup, whatever poor interns were charged with.
How do you find that shit?
Looking up all the Fox. God, I don't know. I mean,
I guess you look on YouTube. Somebody might have done your work for you.
Yeah,
I bet.
Maybe they got computer programs that scan transcripts and stuff like that. Like maybe they can look for skirt on a transcript or something. You know what I mean?
I mean, do you think she must... I mean, how does Gretchen Carlson, before she comes in every morning to work, I mean, she's not there anymore, right? She's not at Fox and Fiends still, or she is?
She's gone.
How does she, like, fucking...
Did you bring condoms?
Right. I mean, every day is she like, okay, I got to prepare myself. Steve Ducey and Kill Me, they're going to make, like, five comments apiece about how my ass is.
Well, first of all, I got to wear a short skirt.
Right.
Because Roger Ailes says no pantses for the women's.
Yes.
And then... she's got to sit through the whole thing. Make sure she hasn't Sharon Stone anybody.
Right. Sure.
And listen to these two idiots. Oh, yeah.
And then meanwhile, you know, she's got to defer to these guys. She doesn't make a joke about, hey, Kilmeade, look at your package in those slacks.
Right.
Nobody says that. Say, hey, look at that ass. Look at that ass, Ducey. Walk that shit over this way, baby. God. What about those guys are just fucking bores too. Kilmeade and Ducey, just douche bores.
Agonizing to listen to.
I don't know how.
It's really dumb. It's really difficult.
If you listen to Fox and Fiends in the morning, tweet us at Crab Diving. Explain to me how the fuck you. How do you do it?
I've got a story here. This is out of Georgia.
I've heard of Georgia.
I've heard of it, too.
I know of that state.
And frequently we hear about these, especially after the whole Bundy Loon thing, these sovereign citizens. Constitutional. Nobody has the right to tell us what to do except for the local sheriff.
Fuck you, boy.
Screw your state troopers. Screw your federal evil Obama troops.
Burn in hell.
I don't know, but it has jurisdiction over me. Well, in Clayton County, Georgia.
Oh, I've been to Clayton. I've been to Clayton County, boy. Look you.
During Tuesday's Board of Election, Board of Commissioners, I should say, meeting.
Suck my dick, hippie.
During the public speaking portion.
Hey.
A man named Carl Swenson.
Right.
Approached the.
Oh, shit.
The microphone.
Hey, man, fuck you.
And I don't know how good easy this is to hear. He's a larger white old gentleman.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Knapp from up in Bartow County, Georgia, which means it's about time off.
I don't know if you can hear this.
A little while ago, we all stood and we set a pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States wherein we acknowledge.
He said a little while ago, we stood and pledged allegiance to the flag of the United States. We're all in.
I know who this guy is. I get it. I get this kind of redneck because he's all. He sounds like Mitch the Bitch.
Freedom and justice for all.
Freedom and justice for all.
That's
the reason I'm here tonight.
Unfortunately, rather than a speech, this will be a demonstration.
Unfortunately, rather than a speech, this will be a demonstration.
Okay.
There's only a little bit more of this I'm going to play.
Everybody's fucking nervous now. What are you going to do, wacko?
Tracy Lawson.
Now, he's turned around and he's facing a woman sitting in the front row. And he says, Tracy Lawson.
You are under arrest. And you are charged.
Sir, you need to address the...
You are charged with 9 felonies.
Of?
Well, now the county commissioner interrupts him and says, sir, excuse me, you've got to address the board, not other audience members.
You are under arrest. And you are charged with 5 felonies.
Sir, you need to address this board and not the audience or anybody in the audience.
And she is also charged with 3 federal felonies, and I'm turning custody of her over to, I believe that's law enforcement officer.
I'm turning custody of her over to local law enforcement. This is sovereign citizen Carl Swenson.
Fuck you, boy.
Who was attempting to perform a citizen's arrest. He ended up trying to go after 4 of these county elected officials.
Okay.
During this board meeting.
I love this.
I'm here to invoke my absolute and guaranteed rights to also effect citizen's arrest. It is incumbent on the peace officers to now take them into custody. This meeting should officially be over because you guys have been in violation on the fact you still hold state money. They took money from the state for something. And that's against sovereign citizenitude, apparently.
Oh, my God. So what happened?
He's accusing them of not representing the locals because they're taking state money.
So is this guy just nuts?
They laughed at him. they laughed at him. He was escorted out.
Oh.
He was told if he's to return. These deputies that he was saying,
right.
You guys have to arrest these people. The deputies walked him out, and he's been banned from coming back. This guy in the past...
is he a loon?
He said, I command peace officers here right now, take possession. If you do not, then you are in violation of your oath and violation of all that is sacred to everybody here in this county. Please do not hesitate. Please do your job. Please take custody right now. We need resolution. We're not getting it at the national level, and we only have the local level to deal with.
But what the fuck is he talking
cricket,
about?
Cricket. This guy has founded citizens grand juries where he's convened locals and they've had these witch trials with nobody around. And then said, I'm going to go arrest. Remember the guy who had we're going to get sovereign citizens. We're going to go arrest Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's got to be funny because, you know, this dude rehearsed his little speech that did.
Yeah.
He did it out loud and... Do you think his expectation was that he would get a laugh?
In the past,
that's sad.
Mr. Swenson has filed several lawsuits challenging the eligibility of Barack Obama on the ballot because he's not a citizen of the United States of America.
Okay, how did that go? Did we dissolve our government? Did he really think all these people he named would be arrested and then escorted from the room by the deputies?
Now, there's some, I guess they've got some special magic naming system they use. Swenson, who uses the sovereign citizen name, quote, not capitalized.
Okay.
Carl, C-A-R-L, right. Space,
yeah,
dash Alfred, not capitalized.
What?
Colon, capitalized Swenson.
What the fuck?
I don't know what that means. Maybe they, the sovereign citizens, have their own naming convention that they don't. Oh, I don't. Yeah. I don't. I don't have to follow your naming, first name, last name bullshit.
Listen, I know it's not legal or anything, but don't you think somebody should nose around this guy's house or something and see what's doing in the basement? I mean, he's a little on the creepy side.
He was told by the sheriff's office not to return to the courthouse unless he has official business.
Yeah, please get out of here. You're a wacko. We're trying to do government here. Maybe. Who knows?
After he was taken out, one of the commissioners, they were talking about proposed pay raises for several employees of the district attorney's office. And one said, well, is this still necessary now that she's been arrested?
They're making a joke. That's funny.
Another time, one guy said, can I make that motion since I was also arrested?
God, what happens? How do you end up doing shit like this? Do you read a weird book or something? And you're like, oh, I'm going to convene a citizen's grand jury. And I'm going to show up somewhere and have everybody arrested.
To which the chamber erupted in laughter, they said. So these morons, these sovereign citizens, I'm going to come and arrest them. Like the Bundys. What did we all do?
Oh, yes.
I mean, until the Bundys.
This is a Bundy
really
move.
Started getting terroristy. Even, you know, okay, they didn't kill anybody. They took over that wildlife refuge in the middle of fuck all nowhere.
Fuck all.
But nonetheless, the laughingstock. Laughingstock.
It's nuts.
To all reasonable human beings.
This guy's arresting people. He got a laugh. That's so funny.
Sovereign citizen grabs a laugh from the county council after his ass is hauled out.
That voice of his, though, that real deep lock. Oh, I've heard that all my life.
I'm here to exercise my rights as a sovereign citizen.
Sound like a slow Forrest Gump.
Today was the opening. Yesterday we thought was the opening, but today is the actual opening of the Ark Adventure.
Oh, fuck me.
Ark Museum. Hey, Ken Ham.
You put up those pictures on Facebook of the thing, of the Ark. Those dinosaurs, they look great. They did a really good job of those dinosaurs. I love it.
Right.
Is crab diving going to that? Are we covering this? Are we just what?
Apparently we should have, because there was apparently a group of atheists hanging outside making fun of it and protesting. I think we've played clips of this guy. He's a preacher named Eric Hovind. Made the mistake of getting into a little debate with, nobody's going to know who he is, but this guy's name is Aaron Ra, and he is a big time atheist. He's a atheist lecturer out there. He's part of the Unholy Trinity tour. These three atheists go out and give lectures on
hell yeah
atheism,
boy,
and stuff like that. I guess there was a little. This is
okay, guys. Sorry, I got cut out. So we're at the Ark Encounter protest, and right now there's Aaron Ra and Eric Hovind debating.
Meanwhile, I'm glad people are protesting, because so many of the Christian apologists on some of these fucking chat boards and stuff and comments were like, well, who cares what they do? I agree. Build your ark, boo-boo. Build your giant cross, boo-boo.
Tax dollars.
That's the problem.
That's bullshit.
And you're hiring, their hiring practices, remember? They skirted the law that you can't discriminate against religion if you're a public business. You have to sign a pledge that you love the Christ and you don't suck cock.
No gay stuff.
Lesbians, okay.
Right. Is that true?
No,
do they allow?
No, they don't like
neither.
Lesbians.
Excuse me. Okay. There are
hundreds of state-funded museums around the world teaching the religion of evolution.
It's not a religion. It's not a religion. It's not a religion. Oh my God.
I don't know how much of this I'll be able to listen to. And we should probably save this.
Who
for
said
Facebook
that?
Friday.
Who said that?
That's Ken Hovind.
Ken Hovind. I wish that you burn in hell in the burn in the hell you believe in. How do you like that? I'm just stupid.
I'm just going to use this to slip the tip in, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh, we're going to go over this tomorrow. We'll go over this whole little debate that they have out on the street in front of the Ark Encounter between Ken Hovind. No, we're not done yet.
No, wait. It's tomorrow, Faithless Friday.
Tomorrow's our Faithless Friday show, ladies and gentlemen. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern live. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher. Hey, leave us a cool review.
Hell,
we appreciate
yeah.
it. Crabdiving.com for all your crabby needs. Tonight, a brand new spanking Daily Upper Decker, 8 p.m. Pacific. Ryan Pfeiffer of the Crab Diving Show, guest starring.
That's right, Pat.
On the Daily Upper Decker.
You know what we talked about? It's kind of funny. You know Ryan Braun of the Milwaukee Brewers. MVP.
Yes.
You know, but he's
not as big of a spit as the,
no.
oh, fuck as no. the
fuck,
St. Louis Cardinals.
Fuck the Cardinals.
Yeah.
But Ryan Braun, you know, PED guy, the whole thing. You know how he was trying to say he had some cream, some gel that he was saying he was using it to
masturbation
treat
masturbation lube?
No. Oh. He said he was using it to treat herpes and not PEDs. That's the excuse he gave. That's years ago, but we talked about that. You know. Funny show, check it out, 8 o'clock.
Hot off the presses in North Carolina today. Just so you know,
this just in,
62-year-old William Bruce Ray was standing near a road in Wake County, North Carolina, pointing a shotgun at passing motorists.
Oh, my God.
A deputy stopped to question Ray. The man became belligerent and pointed the shotgun at the policeman.
Okay.
The policeman grabbed the barrel of the gun and pushed the man back. Who then said, "I got something for you," reached into his pocket for a .22 caliber pistol, which the deputy knocked away. Guess who didn't get shot?
Nobody got shot. That guy with a gun.
Pointed.
With two guns.
A shotgun. The cop grabbed the barrel. The guy pulls a .22. The cop knocks it out of his hand. Does not shoot white guy.
I don't understand. I really don't get it.
Hot off the presses.
And here's our House of Representatives. And I'm talking about fucking emails today, and we got this shit going on. It's fucking disgraceful.
God, it's really amazing.
So he does like a MacGyver move to get the gun out of his hand and then knocks the other one. How did he do this? Some jujitsu bullshit?
No, maybe buy some training videos for self-defense on Amazon. And if you do, go through our hole.
Oh, yeah.
At crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link, whatever you buy, we get a little commission for a little taste, a little nibble. Doesn't cost you anything, but
that's
it helps
right.
us out here. Gives us a little taste, and we get to buy some stuff and drink and eat food and smoke weed and stuff.
Get us paid, baby.
Appreciate it. We appreciate the hell out of it.
See.
What else is going on here? Yeah, this white guy arrested alive is the headline. White man arrested alive after pointing shotgun at passing cars. Oh, my God, he shot. The gun went off, the .22. So he actually shot.
Wow. What, was this guy just a loon? Was he nuts?
Sheriff Donnie Henderson said, as a deputy... this is one of the other of his deputy.
Yeah.
As a deputy, you don't even ever know what to expect when you're approaching something like that. So your training kicks in. When the gun came up, it was automatic to Officer Farmer to get that gun away from him. And he did exactly what he was supposed to. Luckily, nobody got hurt. That's the good thing. God was looking out for us.
Oh, my fucking God.
Just so you know,
ah!
It's just that tiny detail that the other guy was white. Just... In North
yes.
Carolina. I really wonder how it would have gone down.
Differently.
If it would have been a black man pointing a shotgun at cars.
Right.
And then at an officer.
And he shot the gun. He even discharged.
As the officer was ninjaing it away from him, the gun went off as the guy was knocking the gun out of his hands.
Meanwhile, this shit doesn't go on in England and Japan because we don't have fucking guns coming out of our assholes.
Well, this deputy did it the right way. He did what he was supposed to do. He disarmed the man.
Jack Bauer'd the guy.
Instead of just this is a case where I would have said shoot the fucker.
He's shooting the gun.
He's aiming his shotgun at you.
But Pat, we can't shoot any white guys.
But a black guy that says,
no matter what,
I have a permit to carry a gun. It's in my pocket. I'm going to get my ID. Bang, 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 bang.
Two in the head, one in the chest. Fucking, it's gross. It really is gross. It's a crisis, right?
I don't know if it's not. I don't know how it can't be anything but racial. Even if it's not race, I mean, I guess it is racist by definition. But obviously, there's got to be some kind of training.
Yeah, you would think,
to tell
man.
These cops, don't be afraid of somebody just because they're black.
I don't know how. I don't know what you do. I don't even know what you do to get that out of that culture, get that racism out of there. I don't know. You hire new cops, I guess.
And it's everywhere. I mean, it's not. We can't just blame the South. This guy got killed in Minnesota.
You know. Do you remember the movie Untouchable starring the late, great Kevin Costner? Wait, he's alive.
He's still alive, yeah.
And Sean Connery played the Russian guy whatever that movie was. Anyway, The Untouchables. Sean Connery was trying to put an end to bootlegging and shit in Chicago. And the police force was corrupt. So he had to go to the academy and get a bunch of young cops to help him. It was his only choice.
Right.
So we got to get new cops.
Right.
I don't know.
I agree. Flush the whole system.
Yeah. Do what Sean Connery did in that fucking movie.
Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday had this bizarre, disjointed, batshit, off the wall, random speech.
It's about Hussein.
Where he even said, isn't it so much better not having to read from a teleprompter? And to which we say, oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Please, Donald.
It's better for this podcast.
No more teleprompters. Yeah. Listen to this. This is just a bizarre. Listen to this. Donald J. Trump.
The Democrats. Ooh, there was a mosquito. I don't want mosquitoes around me. I don't like mosquitoes. I don't like those mosquitoes. I never did. Okay. Speaking of mosquitoes. Hello, Hillary. How are you doing? So the Democrats.
That
is that Don
now,
Rickles?
Now, first of all, did you hear he was prompted by to that,
yes.
too? The Hillary thing. Did you hear some Trump?
No, I missed that.
Early on when he's like, mosquitoes. I hate mosquitoes. I don't like mosquitoes. And then someone says, it's like Hillary. And that's when he says into the microphone, hello, Hillary.
Oh, my God.
And he gets a laugh.
Doesn't he sound like Don Rickles?
Yeah.
I mean, it reminds you of
Democrats. Ooh, there was a mosquito. I don't want mosquitoes around me. I don't like mosquitoes. I don't like those mosquitoes. I never did.
It was a black mosquito.
You know what, dude?
Okay.
What?
I think he's a Don Rickles fan. I think he patterns his speeches after Don Rickles.
You think so?
I think he's got that Don Rickles cadence.
Yeah, hockey puck.
Yeah, you know what? He's like, but he's not funny. He's not as funny as Don Rickles, of course.
Of course.
I don't mean that. But it's like he's trying to emulate him.
I don't like those mosquitoes. I never did. Okay, speaking of mosquitoes. Hello, Hillary.
Did you hear
how
that?
Are you doing?
Yeah,
did
yeah.
you hear the Hillary?
Hello, Hillary.
No, before the guy
yelling
in the background.
Yeah, I heard the
guy. I never did. Okay.
Hillary, just like Hillary. Donald Trump, ladies
and
gentlemen.
How disgusting.
Losing his mind over a mosquito.
I'm losing my mind because so many people like this Trump.
I don't like mosquitoes.
Jesus
I don't
Christ.
Like mosquitoes near me. They're like black people and Mexicans. Right. I don't want and Muslims.
I'm not paying them either.
I don't want them near me either.
Yeah.
They're saying this today at the National Republican Senatorial Committee headquarters building,
yes,
where the senators met Trump, they're saying that a lot of the senators were so reluctant to talk about the meeting,
yes,
that they had with him that they snuck out through a gas station.
What?
In the back.
Oh, my God.
Snuck out of a gas station back alley to avoid. Right. There's a picture of them, of a little herd of senators scurrying out from behind an alley.
Guys, this is usually where we get blowjobs, but we're going to escape.
This one guy took a picture. Niels Lesniewski says Republican. He tweeted out, Republican senators emerge from back alley behind a gas station after meeting with Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's another day at the office. That's fucking hilarious.
They are saying that, wait a second. According to, well, this is the Washington Post, which
they don't
is
like
on a
Trump.
Vendetta now. Yeah. They're saying that he at one point had some exchanges with some senators who were refusing to suck orange cock. Trump's most tense exchange, according to inside sources, was with Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona, who's been very vocal in his concerns about Trump, especially the rhetoric and policies on immigration that the senator worries might alienate Latino voters in Arizona. When Flake stood up, allegedly, Flake stood up and introduced himself, Trump said, "You've been very critical of me."
Oh, my God.
Flake responded, "Yes, I'm the other senator from Arizona, the one who didn't get captured.
Oh, shit.
And I want to talk to you about statements like that."
Good for this guy.
Flake told Trump that he wants to support him. "I'm not part of the Never Trump movement," he said, but he continues to remain uncomfortable backing his candidacy. Trump said, Trump warned Flake that he has yet to attack him hard, but might begin doing so. "I haven't been attacking you hard, but I might do so."
This is how he negotiates with people in his own party.
Flake stood up to Trump by urging him to stop attacking Mexicans. Trump then predicted Flake is going to lose his reelection, at which point Flake said to Trump that, "I'm not on the ballot this year."
Oh, shit.
Asked about it in the hallway later, Flake declined to elaborate. "No, I'll just leave it," he said. "My position remains. I want to support the nominee. I really do. I just can't support him, given the things that he's said."
He's a fucking dick. That's what it is. He is a fucking dick. You finally found the fucking dick that these Republicans can't wrap their lips around. It's him. This is Trump.
Trump called out Senator Mark Kirk of Illinois, who withdrew his endorsement of Trump last month after the business mogul racially attacked that federal judge. Trump said, "He does not approve of the senator's action. I don't approve of you withdrawing your support for me."
God, doesn't he have to get the support of people in Chicago? Doesn't he have to get moderates to fucking vote for him?
Characterizing Kirk as a loser. We got to go. I'm going to read more of this tomorrow. Characterizing Kirk as a loser, Trump vowed he would carry Illinois in the general election, even though the state traditionally has been solid Democrat.
Bullshit.
And Kirk did not attend the meeting today with Trump.
Bullshit, Donald. Is he carrying Illinois? You think?
Asked later in the day about Trump's comments, Kirk declined to comment other than to say, "I guess he lit me up" in the meeting. So at this meeting of unity, Trump is naming names. "You're not for me. I'm going to come for you. You're not for me. I'm going to come for you."
Did he bring a baseball bat to this fucking meeting?
But Trump's side, they're saying Manafort made it sound like it was all reach arounds and bukkakis everybody. It was a giant love fest and all that. We're going to play. We're going to find out more about this tomorrow. We really got to go quickly.
Fluffy hand jobs.
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. Back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 live on the Eastern Type Coast, Faithless Friday. Don't forget crabdiving.com, all your crabby needs, iTunes, Stitcher. If you're going to buy anything, buy it through our Amazon hole at Amazon, or crabdiving.com /Amazon. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy or his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
You better listen to us, or we're coming for you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.